Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. With each new year comes the time-honored tradition of setting resolutions. At the American Farm Bureau, we have a similar tradition as our grassroots leaders meet to set our policy resolutions and priorities for the coming year. At the conclusion of our 2021 virtual convention, Farm Bureau delegates from all 50 states and Puerto Rico will vote on the policies that guide our work in Washington. This year's meeting will look a little different to ensure everyone's health and safety, but our grassroots policy setting remains the same. For over 100 years, we have been the national voice of agriculture and the trusted source of farm-related policy insights for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Every American has a shared interest in protecting U.S. agriculture, and that became even clearer when this pandemic began. Each member of Congress needs to understand how policies and regulations impact our farms and ranches, the millions of jobs we create, and the safe, sustainable food, fiber, and energy we grow. Together, we can strengthen our rural communities and protect our farm businesses in 2021 and beyond. Our farm and ranch communities are the backbone of our great nation. But if these communities are going to thrive in the days and years ahead, we need access to the same resources and essential services that our suburban and urban neighbors enjoy. We need to rebuild our rural infrastructure to incentivize more business growth, ensure our communities have consistent access to the health care, and finally bridge the digital divide. When essential services like medical appointments and educational classes went virtual this spring, 25% of rural Americans were still without access to reliable broadband. We have made positive steps to map and pinpoint where rural service is lacking, and private efforts, including from state and county farm bureaus, to offer free public Wi-Fi provided a lifeline to many this last year. But we still need a permanent solution to bring broadband service to every home and business. Our rural communities and businesses cannot survive offline. The COVID-19 pandemic also spotlighted essential employees across our food system. While many Americans adjusted to working from home, men and women across the food chain from the farm to the grocery store played a vital role in keeping our nation fed throughout this crisis. Across the country, farms and ranches adapted to new CDC guidelines, providing employees with protective equipment, training, and resources. With PPE shortages and costs rising, Farm Bureau worked with Congress and the administration to ensure farms had access to the equipment and housing necessary to continue to promote safety for all employees. We have also called for farm employees to be given priority as frontline workers for the COVID-19 vaccine in the coming months. American agriculture relies on skilled farm employees, many of whom migrate to the U.S. for seasonal work. At the start of the pandemic, farm workforce shortages were worsened by travel restrictions. We are long overdue for a guest worker visa solution that is clear, works for all types of agriculture, and protects our current farm employees. As farmers and ranchers look to 2021, we are eager to move forward and build new markets. We are seeing the glimmers of hope beyond this pandemic and are ready to do our part to return our communities and economy to full strength. Opening access to new international markets will be key to getting the farm economy humming again. American-grown products have led the way wherever our farmers and ranchers have a level playing field. We need to keep working toward trade agreements that will break down barriers and rely on science-based guidelines. When farmers talk about looking into the future, our vision goes beyond the next harvest. Sustainability is always a priority on the farm because we are committed to our role as caretakers, and we take great pride in the progress we've made, especially in the last several decades. For many of us, we're farming the same land generations before us have, and we want to pass that legacy on to our children and grandchildren. We are eager to continue to move forward with reducing our environmental impact, but we cannot do that work alone. Access to innovation, funding for agricultural research, voluntary and market-based incentives and partnerships with food and agricultural companies will all play a role in protecting the land, air, and water we all enjoy. When the clock struck midnight on January 1st, 2021, it didn't erase all the troubles of our past year, but it did give us renewed hope as we move forward stronger together. That is our theme for our virtual convention, which begins this weekend and is a fitting theme to take us into this new year. At the American Farm Bureau, we are resolved to build on our heritage of working together across the industry with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and each administration. We believe that we are stronger when we help our neighbors and come together to care for our communities, and it's in that strength that we will go into the new year. Again this year, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's online silent auction gives everyone the opportunity to support ag literacy. Bidding opened on January 4th and closes on January 13th. All proceeds from the silent auction support the foundation's mission of building awareness, understanding, and a positive public perception of agriculture through education. The foundation's programs include the online resource My American Farm, mini grants for agricultural literacy projects, the Purple Plow STEM Learning Challenge, scholarships to the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference, AgMags, a middle school curriculum, food and farm facts, and more. A strong majority of farmers and farm workers say the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted their mental health, and more than half say they are personally experiencing more mental health challenges than they were a year ago, according to a new AFBF poll. The survey of rural adults and farmers farm workers explores how the pandemic has affected their mental health personally and in their communities, as well as how attitudes and experiences around mental health have changed in rural and farm communities since AFBF conducted its first rural mental health survey in 2019. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.